ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. We are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, canto 1, chapter number 11, Lord Krishna's entrance into Dwarka, text number 10. Katham vayam natha chiroshite tvai prasanna drashtya akhila tapa shoshanam jivema te sundara hasa shobhitam apashyamanah vadanam manoharam iti cha ఉదీరితః వాచః ప్రజానాం భక్తవత్సలః శృణ్వనః అనుగ్రహం ద్రష్ట్యా వితన్వాన్ ప్రావిశత్ పూరం. కథం వయం నాథ చిరోషితై ప్రసన్న ద్రష్ట్యాఖిలాల్పపోషణం జీవేమతే సుందరహాసో శోభిత పశ్యమానావదనం మనోహరం ఇతి చోదీరితావాచ ప్రజానాం భక్తవత్సలః శృణ్వాను అనుగ్రహం ద్రష్ట్యా వితన్వన్ ప్రావిశత్పురం. కథం హౌ వయం వి నాథ ఓ లోర్డ్ చిరోషితే బీయింగ్ అబ్రోడ్ ఫోర్ ఆల్మోస్ట్ ఆల్వేస్ త్వయి బై యు ప్రసన్న సటిస్ఫాక్షన్ ద్రష్ట్యా బై ద గ్లాన్స్ అఖిల యూనివర్సల్ తాప మిజరీస్ శోషణం వెంక్విషింగ్ జీవేమ షెల్ బి ఏబుల్ టు లీవ్ తే యోర్ సుందర్ బ్యూటిఫుల్ హాస స్మైలింగ్ శోభితం డెకొరేటెడ్ అపశ్యమానః విదౌట్ సీయింగ్ వదనం ఫేస్ మనోహరం అట్రాక్టివ్ ఇతి ధస్ చ అండ్ ఉదీరితః స్పీకింగ్ వాచః వర్డ్స్ ప్రజానాం ఆఫ్ ద సిటిజన్స్ భక్తవత్సల కైండ్ టు ద డివోటీస్ శృణ్వనః దస్ లర్నింగ్ అనుగ్రహం కైండ్నెస్ ద్రష్ట్యా బై గ్లాన్స్ వితన్వాన్ డిస్ట్రిబ్యూటింగ్ ప్రవేశత్ ఎంటర్డ్ పురం ద్వారకాపురి. ట్రాన్స్లేషన్ అండ్ పర్ఫెక్ట్ బై హిస్ డివైన్ గ్రేస్ శ్రీ భక్తివేదాంత స్వామి శ్రీల ప్రభుపాద. ఓ మాస్టర్, ఇఫ్ యూ లీవ్ అబ్రోడ్ ఆల్ ద టైమ్, then we cannot look at your attractive face whose smile vanquishes all our sufferings. How can we exist without your presence? Upon hearing their speeches, the Lord, who is very kind to the citizens and the devotees, entered the city of Dwarka and acknowledged all their greetings by casting his transcendental glance over them. Lord Krishna's attraction is so powerful that once being attracted by Him, one cannot tolerate separation from Him. Why is this so? Because we are already related to Him, with Him, as the sun rays are eternally related with the sun disk. The sun rays are molecular parts of the solar radiation. Thus, the sun rays and the sun cannot be separated. The separation by cloud is temporary and artificial, and as soon as the cloud is cleared, the sun rays again display their natural effulgence in the presence of the sun. Similarly, the living entities who are molecular parts of the whole spirit are separated from the Lord by the artificial covering of Maya, illusory energy. This illusory energy or curtain of Maya has to be removed, and when it is so done, the living entity can see the Lord face to face, and all his miseries are at once removed. Every one of us wants to remove the miseries of the life, but we do not know how to do it. The solution is given here, and it rests on us to assimilate or not.
Om Ajnanatimirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurumilitanjena Tasmai Sri Gurve Namaha Sri Chaitanya Mano Vishram Sthapitam Jena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kada Mahyam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Jutapada Kamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavascha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sagana Raghunatham Tantam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sagana Lalita Sri Vishakhanitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastate Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Shri Hari Priye Vancha Kalpa Tarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Shivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare
Katham Vayam Natha Chiroshite Tvai Prasanna Drashtya Akhilat Apukshoshanam Jivemate Sundarahaso Shobhita Pashyamana Vadanam Manoharam Iti chodirita vachah prajanam bhaktavatsala shunvano anugraham drashtya vitanvin pravishatpuram. O Master, if you live abroad all the time, then we cannot look at your attractive face whose smiles vanquish all our sufferings. How can we exist without your presence? Upon hearing the speeches, the Lord who is very kind to the citizen and the devotees, entered the city of Dwarka and acknowledged their greetings by casting his transcendental glass over them. This is the transcendental reciprocation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead as Bhakta Vatsala. Because devotees are in loving relationship with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, naturally the reciprocation of the Lord is there. Acknowledgement of the Lord is there. In Kali Yuga, to have this reciprocation, we have been given the holy name Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. This Mahamantra is no different from the embodiment of Lord Shri Krishna. So how is it that we can ever tolerate the separation of the holy name for a long time? As if we keep them away abroad. If we do not show any inclination to chant the holy name, it means we tell holy name, stay abroad. On the other behalf, a devotee who has got the taste of the holy name, he cannot remain without chanting the holy name. The same effect of relationship can be built with the holy name. And after all, the name and the personality is the same. Kali Kale Ranamarupe Krishna Avatar. So, devotees simply have to rest on the holy name and cultivate all these transcendental feelings, and that can be exchanged by the devotee. Krishna will reciprocate. There is no difference. There is no transition between the holy name and the personality. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is directly present in the holy name, and it is inseparable. Both are inseparable. So, the citizens of Dwarka are welcoming. But they are telling their heartfelt separation. To see the beautiful face of the Supreme Personality of Godhead requires such a maturity to understand the efficacy of the holy name. If we are getting some impediment in seeing a vision, then we get disturbed. The Lord has gone to Hastinapur to help Arjuna. Now he is returning after a long time. And for the citizens of Dwarka, it was that he was staying abroad. But nonetheless, they cannot forget the Lord. So we should not forget the holy name. We should not forget the holy name. At least in our life, if we are committed to chant 16 rounds, the Bhagavad Dharma says that this purificatory process is so direct that it will put you face to face Drashta Evatmanishvare, to see the Supreme. Who sees? The soul sees. The body eyes, made up of skin, they don't have to see. Neither the Lord is accessible to their vision. Therefore, the sadhus always see Premanjana Charita Bhakti Vilochanena Santa Sadeva Radayeshu Vilokayanti Yam Shyama Sundara Machintya Gunaswarupam Govindamadi Purushanta Mahamayana. In our bodily conception, even the Lord comes in His most beautiful, attractive place. Features. Yet, because of our contamination of the three modes of material nature, we may try to check him out first. Instead of relishment, just like Brahma had to check the cowherd boy out, but with a big lesson. So, to come face to face to the Supreme Personality of Godhead is not an ordinary thing that we all hanker. We are hankering, but we do not know the reason why we are hankering. There's a big separation. And this separation can be immediately stopped when one chants the Holy Name of the Lord. Srila Prabhupada used to say that people do not know, but when they chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra, Lord Krishna is dancing on their tongue. In so many ways, philosophical ways, experiential ways, the great devotees have always put high for the welfare of the people based on the Holy Name. There is no direct access without the Holy Name of the Lord to bring Him face to face. This is the Yoga Maya. Naham Prakasha Sarvasya Yoga Maya Samavruta. Why? Why he has to conceal himself? Mudhoyam na vijanati mamebhya parvam vyayam. The fools do not know that I am transcendental to all the material situation and I am the supreme and inexhaustible. I am the source of everything. So, to cultivate that relationship, Holy Name must be received through the mouth of one of our spiritual master, and then develop gradually. You can't jump. But the same features, the Dwarkavasis are telling that they cannot tolerate Lord's absence because they were directly connected with Him and they were serving Him. When He was away, they have to serve mentally. They didn't have any other choice. But in separation. So, that means the love is existing. Otherwise, they cannot speak out like this. The love is existing. Vaikuntha, Dwarka, is having the love of Godhead, but it is not of conjugal, parental, you know. But nonetheless, love is love. Awe and reverence is there, so they respect the supremacy, the majestic aspect, the opulent aspect of the Lord. Oh, the Lord has gone to perform some important work. So that's why, but yet we feel separation. But the separation of the gopis is on a different level than the separation of the Dwarkavasis. So, that is more intensified separation. So we have to understand that we must feel separation if we forget to chant. If a devotee misses some rounds because of some other priorities come before him, occasionally even, not regularly, then there is no love. But he will be stinged in his heart. The feeling of separation would be there. Oh, how come I'm missing? I must finish my rounds before I go to sleep. A resolve means a very intense determination would make the love possible. One has to chant feelingly, but one has to feel also the absence of chanting very, very intensely, acutely. Then Lord Krishna will help him. Generally, in mechanical chanting, we don't come to the stage of necessity of chanting. Right? Oh, what's in the name? I can repeat any name. But Haridas Thakur says that we do not know the efficacy of the holy name. We don't have even a faith, a tinge of faith on the holy name. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said in Sikshashtakam, Durdayam Vidrasham Iha Janinanu Raga. The holy name is freely available. There are millions and trillions of names of Krishna. There are no hard and fast rules for chanting this holy name. Yet I am so unfortunate that I have no attraction for them. So the point is, intense feeling of the necessity of the holy name must be felt, must be understood, and one then becomes determined to perform it in any circumstances. He will not do anything without the holy name. The faith will be geared on the holy name. All the activities that he will perform that will support the holy name. And in case that he is laxed out by mistake or by the holy name, will remind him. Will remind a sincere soul who is making an effort. Because it's reciprocation. The holy name itself, hey, you have chanted only 12 rounds today. So, there is an intense hankering would develop. As if he has distanced himself, from the holy name. And yes, now I have to come closer. Then he resets up his priorities, adjusted by hook or crook. But let the holy name prevail in his life. So, the beautiful features are appreciated by the inmates of Dwarka, Puri, and Krishna reciprocated. So, ye yathamam prapadyante tams tathaiva bhajamyaham. Krishna's reciprocation is also a worship for him. It is a counter worship because Krishna's activities are resting upon the reciprocation of the devotees. And he interacts with the devotees only. With the non-devotees, he doesn't do. The interaction is only with the devotees. For non-devotees, Maya takes care on his behalf. So therefore, Krishna's livelihood, which is eternal, inexhaustible, but it is sustained by the reciprocation of the devotees. He loves it. He will make somebody a father, somebody a mother, but devotees. No ordinary persons. Means, those who are not giving up Krishna, Krishna will not give up him. Those who are not chanting Hare Krishna, Krishna will tell them, okay, forget it. But those who are chanting Hare Krishna, the holy name will not give them up. It will reciprocate. That is the potency of the holy name, which is described in Padma Purana. Nama Chintamani Krishnascha Chaitanya Rasa Vigraha. The holy name is filled with all mellows and is the embodiment of the mellows. Rasa Vigraha. The holy name, however it may be chanted, it will has its own effect. Even impurely chanted can liberate us. Ajamil was liberated. So that is a reciprocation. But by chanting, if we become purified from the contamination of the three modes of material nature, we become committed and solely sold out for the pleasure of Guru and Krishna. The holy name is the support of the devotees. That is the sustenance. What is the sustenance for the body? Says prasad. Right? But what is the sustenance of the soul? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. So, always chant and never forget Krishna. That is the practical advice. Srila Prabhupada puts beautiful, you know, and the purport that one cannot tolerate separation from him. Why so? Because we are all eternally related with him, as the sun rays are eternally related with the sun disk. Sun rays are molecular parts of the solar radiation. Thus the sun rays and sun cannot be separated. The separation by cloud is temporary and artificial. We are separated with the purificatory effects of the holy name in the beginning by three different things. Haridas Thakur says, the mist of ignorance, the cloud of anarthas and aparadhas. They come, but they are temporary. The effect of the holy name must remove. Yes. That is the effect of the sun. The mist in the morning, it is formed in the absence of the sun, but as soon as the sun rises, the mist is gone. So ignorance about the efficacy of the holy name should be known. As soon as we know the efficacy through the authorized scriptures, just like Haridas Thakur was told by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to enumerate the efficacy of the holy name. How he did? If we study, then we will understand the efficacy. So, our faith on the holy name and the technicalities, how the holy name acts and purifies us, will be understood. That is the efficient way of functioning of the holy name. That is called efficacy. But then, we have the old time habits, anarthas are invested in us, because from time immemorial, from 8.4 million species of life, we have been, craving to fulfill our desires, changing bodies after bodies. And we still have habits to associate with the matter or objects of sense gratification. So, anarthas, they are impeding the progress in devotional service. They are like clouds. The sun rays hits up the air, and air moves. So the clouds also move. So refraining from the unwanted things in our life means a devotee voluntarily, who is in the cloud, but he sees the full bright sun shining somewhere else, will make his own effort to go there. Otherwise he will wait. Let the cloud pass over him. Right? So that is another thing. But nonetheless, the clouds of anarthas are also temporary. So never get disappointed. If we somersault few times, going back to our old habit, but Krishna says, because he is rightly situated, means, api chet sudurācāro bhajate mām ananyabhāt sādure vahi samyak vyavasita isa. He is samyak vyavastha. He has made for the soul that he is dependent upon me. So, kṣipraṁ bhavati dharmātma. He will soon become righteous. Śvasacchāṁ nigacchati. He will be regaining his position back. Kaunte pratijānihi name bhakta pranashati. Regaining the position of a devotee, not material position. Therefore Krishna says, declare it boldly that my devotee will never be perished. The bodies are going to be perished, but the soul is not going to be perished. The soul who is cognizant and purified, how can it perish? Or who is under the purificatory process, how is it going to remain unsuccessful? Narad Muni also confirms this in Srimad Bhagavatam. Tyaktva swadharmam charanam bhujam harer bhajan apakva patit tato yadi yatra kva abhadra abhut amushyakim kva vartho apto abhajatam swadharmata. If a devotee in his immature state, even though taking resolute shelter of the devotional process, sometimes falls down in his immaturity, what harm is there? On the other behalf, one who is not a devotee and expertly performs all the activities, what gain he is going to get? There is no permanent value for such gain. So, in this way, rest assured, the efficacy of the holy name must be, understood properly, evolved properly in the purificatory process. And when all the anarthas are removed, the sources of aparadhas are unearthed. And when they are removed, aparadhas will be also. Otherwise, gross aparadhas are going to continue. When we are thus fixed up, whatever the tight knots of misconceptions in our heart, they will be slashed to pieces by the power of the holy name, chanting and glorifying. Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu. So, in this way we can understand that Bhagavad Dharma is thus fixedly, very, very fixedly established. It promises simply by hearing the topic of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is always Bhaktavatsala. Why Vatsal? Because he knows that devotee is dependent upon me. And intrinsically he also knows that he is also dependent upon Bhaktas. Actually, in personal reactions and or reciprocations, you can't imagine such things of loving exchange ever happened without presence of bhaktas. Even though he is self-sufficient, but he prefers, he becomes happy in interactions with his devotees. That is the life of the Supreme Absolute Truth, Personality of Godhead, Lord Shri Krishna. So, in this way, we can see that the holy name is no different from Krishna. Living entities who are molecular parts, similarly, of the whole spirit are separated from the Lord by artificial covering of Maya, illusory energy. This illusory energy or the curtain of Maya has to be removed. And when it is so done, the living entity can see the Lord face to face. Can see the Lord face to face. Now, ignorance is also the blessings of Maya. Unearthers, they are also the blessings of the Maya. And aparadhas, they are also the blessings of the Maya. But because Maya is powerful, she acts in all these different ways. She acts. Actually, Krishna Surya Sama, Maya Hai Andhaka. Jaha Krishna Tahi Nahi Maya Radhika. So, Maya is darkness, is tamas. Tamas means ignorance. Tamogun, more of ignorance. Tamas means darkness, means there is no light, no enlightenment. You know. And tamas also means it's death. You know. Because the ignorance is much more in the death. Much more. Om tamasoma jyotirgama asatoma sadgama mrityama amritangama. The asat, tamas or mrityu, these are all the phases of ignorance. They are the coverings of Maya. But get out. How do you get out? chant. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. You can easily get out. You don't have to read so many books to become enlightened. There is no guarantee. But the process of chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra can put us on the platform of enlightenment immediately. That is the most effective method for the age of Kali. But it depends upon how much faith we have cultivated on it. Simply on the faith alone on the holy name. That is Haridas's motto. He says, faith on the holy name alone can do all the benedictions. He did not have anything else to subsist without the holy name. His life was nothing. But most of his life, means 22 and a half hours out of 24, he was spending in serving the holy name. That is Haridas Thakur. He did not go to Jagannath temple because he was a Muslim. They will not allow him. Neither he was directly associating with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave him a space in Siddha Bakul, and he would come sometimes to see him. But yet Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked him, through the efficacy of the holy name that he knew perfectly well, that Haridas, can you explain the offenses in deity worship after he enumerated all these offenses on the holy name? He said, can you explain me the efficacy of the holy name and what are the offenses in the deity worship? And Haridas says, my dear Lord, you know that I'm illiterate. What to speak of offenses in the deity worship? I never saw a deity even. Because I'm not allowed. I'm a Malacha. I'm a Yavan born. So how can I? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, come on, Haridas. You know it. Don't tell me. But Haridas was so humble. He said, my dear Lord, you chose a wrong number. But still I'm your faithful servant. I have faith on you and your instruction. Therefore, I request you, please recite in my mouth, in my tongue, and you speak, and I will not consider whether I'm speaking right or wrong. That is my function. I'm your instrument. So Haridas Thakur describes 32 offenses, and he said in some scriptures there are 50. He describes the offenses in installation of the deity, in worship of the deity, worship by the congregation of in the temple. And the fourth kind is, say, Dhamma Parad also. When who is going out of pilgrimage and see the deity. So, in this way there are several categories. He describes, even though he has not performed any deity worship himself. And we are told, okay, after performance of deity worship at home, or in the temple, chant the forgiving mantras for forgiveness. because knowingly agyanat athava agyanat ashubham yanmaya kritam kshamtum arhasi tat sarvam please forgive. We have to chant because knowingly or unknowingly an aspiring devotee, you know, a progressing devotee, he must keep this humility in his mind and beg for forgiveness. It's not that after worshipping the deity one should become proud. Oh, look how did I decorate the Lord. He is looking very great today. But he doesn't know in devotional service it is the ornaments, it is the clothing that they look beautiful because the Lord is absolutely beautiful. So, we have to take the position of Haridas Thakur and follow in his footsteps in such a way that our progress will be continued. So, we have to understand the efficacy of the Holy Name and invest our entire faith, assets and all energies on the Holy Name. Even assets on the Holy Name. Spread out. Preach, because this is the benediction moon. Haribol, can I call you back? So, here we have a beautiful verse that describes the reciprocation of the Lord as Bhakta Vatsal. Srila Prabhupada is concluding in the purport that every one of us wants to remove this misery of life, but we do not know how to do it. The solution is given here, and it rests on us to assimilate it or not. We have been brought to the reservoir of water. Now, drink it or not drink it. This is our own choice. It's a voluntary process. The love is not imposed or forced upon. Anybody has any question? Those who are not devotees, Krishna do not reciprocate with them. Their ways is in the hands of Maya. Maya is for them. Maya covers even an insincere devotee. When a devotee thinks, yes, I am insincere and therefore Maya is giving me troubles. But thank you, Maya Devi. You are reminding me that I have nobody else to go except take the shelter of Guru and Krishna. He doesn't blame Maya. He doesn't blame circumstances. He blames himself. So at least that will expedite his liberation. But one who is a fool, number one, నమాం దుష్కృతనో మూఢా ప్రపద్యంతే నరాధమా మాయయా ప్రతజ్ఞాన ఆసురి భావం ఆసిద్ధ. దే డు నాట్ గో. సో వాట్ ఈస్ ది ఫెయిత్? ఫెయిత్ ఈస్ ఇన్ ద హ్యాండ్స్ ఆఫ్ మాయా. ఇట్స్ నాట్ ద డెస్టినీ. మ్యాన్ ఈజ్ ద ఆర్కిటెక్ట్ ఆఫ్ హిజ్ ఓన్ డెస్టినీ. హియర్ ఈస్ ది ఆపర్చునిటీ. ఇట్ వాజ్ అవైలబుల్ టు ఎనీబడి అండ్ ఎవ్రీబడి బిఫోర్ యూన్. Don't blame the destiny. Blame your desires. And don't worry about others. Worry about yourself. When you have got something convinced, then you impart to others. Janma sarthak kari kar paropakar. So devotees are on the threshold to make their life perfect, you know, by chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare. That is an irrevocable fact. That gives you the status of real intelligence. You name it, you will possess it. That holy name is available by the mercy of Guru and Krishna. Right?
You mentioned that we chanting the holy names of the Lord, we see Krishna face to face, as Nama Prabhu. But how do we understand this in the different levels of chanting? If we say the Shuddha Nam, then there's a skew.
It's in only in Shuddha Nam.
So how do we have this realization in the Nama Parada and Nama Vada stage?
Well, the Bhagavad Dharma says the five slokas in the first canto would say, శృణుతాం సతకథాం కృష్ణ పుణ్యశ్రవణ కీర్తన హృదయంతశ్చయ భద్రాణి విదునోతి సురిసతాం నష్టప్రాయషు అభద్రేషు నిత్యం భాగవత సేవయ భగవతి ఉత్తమ శ్లోకే భక్తిర్భవతి నైష్టికి తదా రజస్తమో భావా కామలోభాగశ్చే చేత ఏతిర్ అనావిద్దం స్థితం సత్వే ప్రసీదతి ఏవం ప్రసన్న మనసో భగవద్భక్తి యోగత భగవత్తత్వ విజ్ఞానం ముక్త సంగస్య జాయతే విద్యతే హృదయ గ్రంథి చింత్యంతి సర్వ సంశయ క్షీయంతే చాస్య కర్మణి ద్రష్ట ఏవాత్మనీశ్వరే. సో ఇట్స్ అ గ్రేజువల్ ప్రాసెస్ బట్ వన్ హూ బికమ్స్ సిన్సియర్ అండ్ సీరియస్ హీ కెన్ మేక్ ఎ ఫాస్ట్ ప్రోగ్రెస్. సింప్లీ హీ హ్యాస్ టు కల్టివేట్ దట్ ఫెయిత్ and Guru and Krishna only. And the holy name is given as the application by both. Krishna asserts, chant my holy name. Satatam kirtayanto maam. It's only my glorification. Don't put anybody else in it. When you chant Hare Krishna maa mantra, you don't put anybody. This incident happened in 1975 in a conversation in Mumbai, Juhu Beach, morning walk conversation. Then Dr. Patel, Gujarati, who would come and converse with Srila Prabhupada about Bhagavad Gita, he was an impersonalist, and Prabhupada would chop him. One time he brought several of his friends who were Swaminarayans, and introduced to Srila Prabhupada that they are also Krishna Bhaktas. Prabhupada said, what kind of Bhaktas are there? Krishna Bhaktas are there. And they didn't understand what kind of Krishna Bhaktas are there. So he said, how come they are chanting their Guru's name along with Krishna's name? They say, Jai Swami Narayan, Jai Swami Narayan. Swami and Narayan. Narayan means Krishna, but who is this Swami? What is the necessity for his name to be glorified along with Krishna? And Prabhupada quotes this particular verse that Satatam Kirtayanto Mam Yatantascha Dhradavrata. Krishna doesn't say somebody else's name. He alone, himself is important. Don't manufacture. Neither Sahajananda Swami told them to chant the heavenly. The followers did. And became a mantra for them. So anyway, if we glorify the holy name alone, and if you do not know how to glorify, then take up the glorification of the bona fide acharyas, how they glorified him. Study the scriptures and you will see that they glorify the Supreme Personality of Godhead and the varieties of ways, because everyone has established a different mellow of reciprocation. Right? So the idea is that the holy name manifests his personality. Whose holy name we are chanting? Krishna's. So Krishna's personality will be manifested. If we have some other ideas, even while chanting the holy name, Krishna will not manifest. Other things will manifest. So, what's the difference?
Mentioned today's lecture that you all understand that we depend on Krishna, but you mentioned a very interesting point that Krishna depends on bhakta.
Mad bhakta jatra gayanti tisthami tatra narada. Why is he coming? Naham vasami vaikunthe yoginam api hridayena cha. Mad bhakta jatra gayanti tisthami tatra narada. Where to find out? About 1993, I was in Vrindavan, managing one of the ashrams there. Somebody wrote me. He was nearby, Delhi, Rewari Junction. That person wrote me that, Maharaj, I am troubled. I want to write to the Supreme Lord and especially Narad Muni. I want to address this letter to him. What is the address? What is his address? He was asking his address. So I quoted that. He is the servant of the Lord. And where the Lord stays, you write down that address. And he never responded back. It's so easy. But it depends upon the faith. He has to continue the program. Continue chanting. Because the holy name itself is powerful. to remove all the obstacles. The source of all potencies is the holy name. Where else he's going to get the help? Everything depends upon the holy name. Even the living entities, the energies that they are wasting, it is coming from the holy name. It's the Supreme's energy. What better process would you have than to chant Hare Krishna? The holy name does not take offense on itself that seriously, except one, that to blaspheme the devotees who have dedicated their life for propagating the holy name of the Lord. Holy name will not tolerate. Therefore, Krishna will not tolerate. But the other offenses can be mitigated by chanting Hare Krishna itself. Only one offense, that is the mad elephant offense, to blaspheme a devotee who has dedicated his life, so never criticize him. Even sometimes if we, out of habit or mistake or some circumstances that we lash out certain criticism, just snap out from it and immediately cry before him piteously and beg forgiveness. Immediately. There is no hope otherwise. For the holy name itself withdraws the mercy. And because a Vaishnava is always forgiving, don't take it for granted you fall at his feet and cry piteously and beg forgiveness. Then because the holy name is available to such a person, fallen person, and because a devotee, a Vaishnava, who is dependent upon the holy name, in service of the holy name, sees that the holy name is the only solution for this person, he forgives him. If he is not a Vaishnava, then neither the offense is effective. So where is the question of forgiveness? If a person, a non-Vaishnava, offense is a non-Vaishnava, what's the big deal? Both are in Maya. Holy name does not come in between. However, how much they may swear on it, it will not be effective. They are counter-cursing each other and nullifying. Amen. The standard of Haridas, on who is a Vaishnava, should be understood He said, if anybody has chanted even once the holy name of the Lord, he should be considered as a Vaishnava. And never offend him. So even offending an ordinary Joe is also disastrous. And a progressive Vaishnava will be so careful not to offend anybody. He doesn't get a license that, oh, he is not a Vaishnava, I can offend him. No. Thank you very much. All glory to Srila Prabhupada.